JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, World Tourism Conference set for November 27, and later a tip from the Plant Quarantine Division. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
St. Elizabeth, the Ministry of National Security invites you to a town hall meeting Thursday, November 9, Everglades Conference Center, Parity, Black River at 6 p.m. Come interact with Minister Robert Montague and hear about the five-pillar crime reduction strategy, policing and technology, zones of special operations, resources for the police, and more. Come share your suggestions and your solutions. That's a town hall meeting Thursday, November 9, Everglades Conference Center, Parity, Black River at 6 p.m. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
More than 300 participants from 60 countries have already registered for the United Nations World Tourism Organization UNWTO GOJ World Bank Conference, set for later this month in St. James. The 3-day global event, being held from November 27 to 29 at the Montego Bay Convention Center, will focus on jobs and inclusive growth, partnerships for sustainable tourism, and will see the gathering of world industry leaders, regional government ministers, and finance organizations. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says apart from its international appeal and the residual impact of hosting the conference in Montego Bay, the ministry has an ambitious goal of getting Jamaica more actively involved in setting the global tourism agenda.
No country has ever had this constellation of resource and capacity to bring to the discussion and deliberation of a future program for the development of the industry. The result of this will be a document called the Declaration of Montego Bay. And this document will inform, we hope, the future millennial goals development of the UN while providing the basis for the future publications of the UNWTO on sustainability issues.
Other focus areas will include resource efficiencies, environmental protection and climate change, cultural values, diversity and heritage. Day one's discussions target the future of tourism in the Caribbean. The official opening ceremony takes place on day two, followed by plenaries on investment partnership and other opportunities for assistance. Registration deadline is November 17. For more details, look for the story on the JIS website at jis.gov.jm. Vision 2030 Jamaica is built on the notion that the rules of government, business, investment, and consumption will have to be rewritten to ensure environmental considerations become integral factors in decision-making. That's part of Goal 4, Outcome 13 of Vision 2030. View the dashboard of indicators at vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-4463-4.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. If you intend to take or ship any plant or plant product into Jamaica, you may need an import permit. Call the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries at 977-7160 for more information. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch.
On our community notice board, the Manchester Police Community Safety and Security Branch will host a grand gospel concert on Friday, November 10 at 6 p.m. at Faith Assembly Ministries at 57 DeCartret Road, Mandeville. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.